In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Temperance is the virtue that allows our will to dominate our instincts and impulses in order to act rationally and in the light of our faith. To exercise the virtue of temperance, it is necessary to strengthen our will. For example, when we feel anxious and have the impulse to eat uncontrollably, what we can do to calm down that anxiety is to put ourselves in the hands of God through a small prayer and use our will to dominate the impulse to eat uncontrollably. The virtue of temperance is important in these cases because not only will it help us curb that impulse through our will, but it will also allow us to use our reason illuminated by faith in order to do the right thing. How do we strengthen our will? In two ways. The first way is with the grace that we receive through prayer and the sacraments. Let's remember that the divine grace acts directly on our soul, and the will is one of the powers or faculties of our soul. We can say that the divine grace that we receive when we pray, or confess with a priest, or receive Jesus in the Eucharist, will act directly on our will by healing it and strengthening it. The second way is through the exercise of disciplines, such as fasting. We can fast as long as our health allows it. In the apparition of Medjugorje, our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, told us, "Children, the one who prays does not fear the future, and the one who fasts does not fear evil." The discipline of fasting is a very good way to benefit our will, to help us to dominate our impulses and instincts. It's important to note that we all need to nourish our faith to help us at all times as a beacon of light that illuminates our reason. In other words, by nourishing our faith, we will be able to always discern and choose what is good, what is right to do, what brings us closer to God, and therefore is of real benefit to us and to our neighbor. Having a life of constant prayer and sacraments is mandatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.